only knew how much money has been spent to brainwash you, you would actually feel really special. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
That's how they can invent golf. They can have a couple of Guinness, and then the next thing you know, here's my idea for a sport. I knock a ball into a gopher hole. Oh, you mean like pool? No, forget pool. That was a straight stick. A little broken stick. I whack a ball into a gopher hole. Oh, you mean like croquet? No, not croquet. That's a pretty sport. Put the hole hundreds of yards away. Oh, kind of like a bowling alley. Oh, no way. I put shit in the way. I put stuff in the way like trees and bushes. So you whack the ball. And you're sitting there whacking away and you feel like you're going to have a stroke. That's what we'll call it. Because every time you hit the ball, you think you're going to die. And right near the end, they'll put a nice flat bit with a tiny flag to give you hope. And they'll put a pool and a sandbox to grab your ball. You do this one time. Oh, no. 18 damn times.
Robin Williams. Of course, the Masters this weekend happened, and 27-year-old wins again. Wow, they're getting younger. And welcome to the show live today. Milty's out, and Pesta will be joining me in the next hour. Ooh, so much to talk about. Where do we start? Well, first of all, I will take your calls, and 888-673-1450 if you're listening to me in the afternoon. And the number is right there on the website, katedalyradio.com. My email has been out since Wednesday, and it's causing a lot of havoc for me. So I'm just letting you know. Hopefully it'll be back up tonight. And oof. I'm telling you, when your business email is out, it is bad. And so if you got an email returned to you that you sent me, just know that. That's the deal. Sorry. And it'll kick back everything. I know. It makes me crazy to think about, because I never know who's contacting me, so I don't even know who to get a hold of to tell. But if you try to send a message, it'll kick it back to you right now. So it's just the world of crazy technology and technology not working. What can I say? We're doomed. I'm serious. What are we going to do? You know, I'm not a techie. And so it's really hard for me when it comes up against this kind of stuff, because my brain doesn't think that way. I don't know if you guys are the same, but my brain just does not think like a techie would. And I don't get half of this stuff. And I know a lot of people in my age group and older do not. So anyway, I'm just telling you, it's the plight. What can I say? It's always something. It's always something. If you want to weigh in on Israel, Iran, go for it. It's interesting. Paul Craig Roberts, who's been on the show before, he used to work for Reagan. I don't know if you guys remember him, Paul Craig Roberts. But he wrote a piece that said, "Are we witnessing a tempering of American-Israeli aggression?" Which is kind of an interesting piece title, don't you think? And so I want to talk about that. And I also, you know, I was comparing articles. The big articles today, the big headlines today are not actually about Iran and Israel. They're actually about Trump's trial. And I found it to be a little interesting, only because I was looking at a piece on CNN, and then I was looking at a piece on Fox News, and they were identical, you guys. They were identical in their wording, and they kept calling him a criminal. They kept talking about how he'll be the first, both Fox and CNN. And I've done this before where I've compared and contrasted pieces, but it was amazing how both pieces, you could have interchanged the pieces, and I don't think people would have even known. If you would have taken the CNN piece and put it on Fox, and the Fox piece and put it on CNN, you would have never known the difference. They used the same wording. They called him a criminal multiple times. It was gaslighting at its finest, and it never ceases to amaze me how often this is happening and how many articles I can pull up, even on Iran and Israel. And I can show you back to back the same pieces, the same exact language being used, and there's no difference. And so if you think you're listening to Fox because you're a conservative, you're just not going to find anything there. that's actually really going to tell you the truth about anything. So what can I say? But the Don faces 34 felony counts. I mean, it's getting ridiculous. Also, the headline, convicted by Memorial Day. Okay. And did he fall asleep in the courtroom? Okay. Anyway, and then also on this New American piece, this was interesting. So Paul Craig Roberts, because these are really the two headlines of the day. But on Paul Craig Roberts, it said for many years, well, let's start here. It said that the news is reporting that Biden told Netanyahu he won't support retaliation against Iran because it's an election year, whatever. Washington is reportedly worried about a major escalation fight in catastrophic consequences. Okay, so this is what he was citing, Paul Craig Roberts. And he said, for many years, Israel has been pushing Washington to attack Iran. And neoconservatives, the kind that just love war, okay, and Congress have been chomping at the bit to do so. And if this report is correct, it suggests that the power of neoconservatives over U.S. Middle East policy has been broken a little bit here. And he says, I can't help be a little bit suspicious of the report of its attributes. It's actually saying, you know, it's giving more sense to Biden and his regime than we've previously seen any sign of. And he said conflicting reports seem to be kind of the soup of the day. And it said Biden has been clear. The United States will stand with the people of Israel and support their defense against these attacks from Iran. Do you still think after this weekend, because I know on Friday you weighed in on this and people were calling up and saying this is definitely a false flag attack. They're coordinating this. Do you feel the same? 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. I feel like it's more than obvious, actually, just in the headlines alone, right? Israel's response could be imminent. Iran threatens 1,500 missiles. World holds breath. I'm not kidding. That's a headline. World holds breath. Okay. Do you think we're being gaslit with fear? I do. I absolutely do. We haven't seen the last of this. When it says wars and rumors of wars, I think that's really what it is. I think it's talking about the gaslighting effect of fear. Because I'm pretty sure that your weekend went uninterrupted. And the deal is of course it was going to. Could strike be a decoy, prelude to World War III? How many times have you seen World War III pop up in the headlines? How many times? Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
There's no war going on in Israel or Gaza. Yeah. We have to stop using the lines of the enemy, our enemy that is destroying freedom throughout the world. Mm-hmm. This is a massacre. You know, I've done a lot of research. You had a caller, a regular caller call in Friday, and was saying she did the research too, and it's just that. Mm-hmm. Even if you use the government's statistics, they say about 600 Israeli troops have died. That puts it at about 1.7% Israelis died, mm-hmm. versus 98.5% roughly Palestinians have died. Mm-hmm. That's not war. That's a massacre. Yeah. That is genocide. And we need to start waking up. I've done a lot of research on this to the extent you can. And they've been turning back relief trucks. Sometimes mm-hmm. they let them in, and then they have a checkpoint inside Gaza, and they send them out. Several relief organizations, some have been around 100 years, have said that 90% of the population of Gaza is targeted for death at what's currently going on, by withholding water, mm-hmm. food, medical supplies. They one of their tactics is they've fired the Israeli troops or drones have fired on innocent Palestinians. One of their tactics is when a truck does get in, they start walking over to the truck for food and they start shooting them. Mm-hmm. You heard about a couple weeks ago when they attacked one of the relief caravans. There were like three trucks spread out, I don't know, a quarter mile apart, mm-hmm. and they attacked and killed, I think there were three of the workers, something like that. Mm-hmm. But we, many times, it's not several, many times they've killed, outright killed innocent civilians intentionally in Gaza. And so that back to that big point, they're talking about 90%. They said right now at the rate of the relief organizations like Save the Children, mm-hmm. only a drop in the bucket is getting in, mm-hmm. and at the current rate, about 90% of the population will die from starvation or from mm-hmm. dehydration, for not having water, and from medical supplies. They're amputating children's limbs without anesthetic. People need to, this is not Gaza versus the Israeli, the collectivist label. It's outright murder. No Christian should be supporting anybody. Not Netanyahu. He lies all the time. If you don't know what a lie is, you should be able to see it. Right. Right now, there's been over 2 weeks ago, 33,000 Palestinians have been killed, and 600 supposedly Israeli troops. And I doubt that that's even going on. And there's still evidence that the original October, 7th mm-hmm. event was carried out by Israeli troops. Right. We need to start waking up. And who's paying for all this? The U.S. Taxpayers. Yep. All the weapons, the guns are being provided by us. Why are we voting for people like that at the presidency, the Republicans mm-hmm. and Democrats right. that would support are supporting this and in Congress?
Thank you. Appreciate the comments. You know, it's interesting because conservative radio is not saying what he just said across the board today. You're not gonna hear that. And conservative radio is interesting because there's so many different definitions of it now, right? And you should wonder, when everyone pushes the same narrative, you should push up against that, because it's seeing through the lies of wars, the lies of NATO, the lies of defense, the lies of who we defend, the lies of who our allies are and who aren't, when we care about human rights, when we don't, right? And when I hate it when the news calls it isolationists, because it makes it sound like staying out of people's business is actually a bad thing, you know, a bad thing. We have to get beyond the narrative to figure out what the truth is. And that's what this show aims to do. And we're going to entertain a lot of different thoughts than your regular conservative radio. Because regular conservative radio, I think, has not hit the points that we hit on the show, and they should. Because there's a lot more to see here, folks. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
Hey, everybody, just a quick note about gold prices. I just wanted everyone to realize that April 5th, it was gold at $2,305, record day before, to compared to $2,271. Gold is going up, and as we had our guest on from Birch Gold describing last, it's not actually kept up with the inflation amount, so it should be probably around $5,000 an ounce, but it's not. This is the time. Get in before it achieves that. You're going to want to make sure that you have gold and silver on hand. Silver's up today. Just make sure and get in and get to Birch Gold. Birch Gold is who I trust. So I'm telling you, this is who I trust. Get your gold and silver from them. Highly trusted Ron Paul, Steve Bannon, even Donald Trump Jr. go to Birch Gold and are very outspoken about that. I mean, they have the 5-star ratings and been over 20 years in the marketplace. They're also very red-pilled. So this would be an excellent time before it really goes up. It's only going to go up. That's the prediction. If gold is now in a bull market, what is everyone going to pretend bear levels are, right? And we have to really look at the solid data. Protect yourself against inflation, against deflation, against economic uncertainty right now. Just at least text that number and get the information, 989898, and text my name, Kate, as the message. Thanks, you guys.
is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. So happy about that. All right. I was interested. It does go on. A weird way to go out of a bumper. So welcome back, of course. And there was a piece by... what's his name? David Rogers Webb. And he was talking about, he's a former hedge fund manager and the author of The Great Taking. And by the way, Klausy was in the hospital. I don't know if he still is, but Klaus Schwab. Anyway, David states in his book, it just reminded me of Klausy. David states in his book that there's a global elite implementing a system to take everything from everyone. And part of it is the universal or the uniform commercial code, right? The UCC. We've done shows on this. And it was changed. It changed all rights in 1994. People didn't realize it at the time. And property rights were redefined. And do we have the same property rights? No, we don't. We have the appearance of property rights. And he said, digital currency is coming in. We'll be forced to accept it. And so there's two things we need to do. We need to do something about the UCC codes. And also we need, this is so important too. Text Birch Gold 989898 and text my name, Kate. And what you'll find, you'll get some free information. And I love that, don't you? You'll get some information on how to shore up what you have out there, your retirement, your savings, you know, everything that you've got out there, your investments, and back them with gold. And it's the biggest, it's the most important step you can do right now. And it's probably not going to cost you anything, which is amazing. I always love answers like that. But this is crucial because these two things really hurt us, the property rights issue. And then, of course, digital currency, which he said is coming in. You will be forced to accept this, and how they do it, we don't know yet, but at least shore yourself up with gold. And you can do that. Find out all about it. All you have to do is text the number 989898. It repeats six digits, 989898, and then text my name, Kate. Okay. You'll get the information, and you'll love the information too. And they're changing it all the time too. So make sure that if you did it a while back, go ahead and do it again so that you can get the information again, okay? Maybe you can help somebody else. I do want to mention the judge refusing to recuse himself from the Trump trial. I wonder if people realize that in of itself, that act of saying, I will not recuse myself, even though my daughter benefits and profits off of the fact, the judge's daughter, off of the fact that when Trump gets convicted or Trump loses, she makes money because she sends those results, if you will, in campaigns out there. She's a leftist to raise money on the left. And so he should recuse himself, and he won't. He's refusing. But what that does is it sets it the whole case up for appeal automatically because he won't recuse himself. So there's a reason he's not recusing himself. And this will keep playing out, keep playing out, keep playing out. And it's supposed to keep it in the news this entire year. That's the reason for it. And the reason behind it, I should say, is to keep it in the news so that the results are prolonged. Okay? This has nothing to do, and it shouldn't anymore. We should get out of the camp. Do you like Trump? Do you not like Trump? Get out of that camp. That's low-level thinking. It is not, it has nothing to do with anything anymore. It's now seeing the games. Kind of like Iran and Israel. You've got to see the game for what it is now. We don't have time to mess around anymore. Okay, do I like Trump? Do I not like Trump? I'm so sick of that argument. Okay. I happen to like him. I know. But that's low-level thinking. That's low-level thinking. It's more about keeping all of this in the press. It's more about the show, the theater of the entire thing is to make it so that nothing ever really comes out of anything. You guys notice that? You never get to a result. You never get to an actual thing with all of this. It's just a lot of trials and a lot of way to keep the press talking about and gaslighting over the trials consistently, okay? That's what it's about, because the whole thing is theater, the entire thing. And when I saw that today and it said the judge practically did an eye roll. Oh my gosh, are you serious? They're playing such a game on us. And if we don't start seeing it, then we're our own problem now. Because we have to start seeing the whole entire enchilada, the whole theater. Please. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com. Okay, you guys, if you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it. Okay, here's the truth. Credit card debt. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it really impossible to pay off your debt. So as this inflation's going to keep going, as we've been reporting on the show, done with debt is a great way. It's a lifeline, in other words. It's a great way. It's an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. I really love these guys. I'm telling you, the work they're doing is great, or I wouldn't have them as a sponsor on my show. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for, and then they know how to reduce the bills faster. They know how to cut interest rates. They have a very, very skilled staff of negotiators, and that's what you want, right? So without bankruptcy, without a new loan, just go ahead and get with them to understand how to do this. Done with Debt are the experts in these brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. Tell them the show sent you. You need to hurry because some debt solutions are kind of time sensitive. So go to donewithdebt.com. 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 You'll love these guys. I promise they're so good at what they do. Let's get some peace of mind.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. For supplements, get over to FIQ.com. Activate FIQ.com, I should say. Activate FIQ.com. Oh, there's all kinds, copper and bone broth and all kinds of things you can take. And there's even a copper cream, all kinds of amazing things. And I did a show with Mike Casey from Activate FIQ because he wanted to let you know what you should always take and what you shouldn't take on the regular. So make sure and catch that right on katedalyradio.com. You can scroll down and find that. I loved that he answered that question because everyone has that question. What do I take all the time and what do I just take once in a while? Also when you mention, when you put Kate as the code, you're going to get tremendous savings on those. But I just wanted you to take something that's actually going to work. So that's why I'm talking about it. I also want to play a clip for you. And this is about turbo cancer. Here you go. This is what they're finding in the youth. So we had the CDC finally have to cough up 780,000 reports on adverse reactions and deaths. Finally, because they were ordered to 4 years later, really 2 years later from the vaccines. Here is talking about what they're finding in odd ages in the youth and odd representations or I should say presentations of cancer. Here we go.
There are only a handful out of the 100,000 doctors, Canadian doctors, that didn't take the vaccine that are still practicing medicine. So it's something like 99.9% vaccination rate. And they were the first ones to line up for their vaccines. Well, as I started looking at the sudden deaths of Canadian doctors, I realized, yes, most of them are dying from cardiac issues, heart injuries, cardiac arrests, dying while jogging or swimming, dying in their sleep. And Dr. Peter McCullough has talked about this extensively, about the myocarditis and the damage to the heart, the scarring to the heart. And then some were dying from blood clots, pulmonary emboli, strokes. But then there was quite a large subset of doctors who were developing extremely aggressive cancers. And cancers at an age that they shouldn't be getting. So, for example, there was a doctor who developed gastric cancer in his 30s, presented at stage 4, he was dead in less than a year. very rare brain cancers in young individuals in their 20s and 30s, medical students, medical residents. And these cancers would always present at stage four, and they would always kill them in a matter of a few months, and it was always less than a year. And, you know, at first I didn't know, you know, what the term for this was or what the phenomenon was. I just started, you know, really paying attention to it, tracking it. I then, you know, realized that this is being called turbo cancer by people on social media. A turbo cancer is not a medical term, but it's a term that people came up with to really describe the extremely aggressive nature of these cancers in the COVID vaccinated. And these cancers behave completely differently, unlike anything I've seen before in my career. And I've diagnosed over 20,000 cancer patients in my career with cutting edge PET CT, positron emission tomography, imaging, CT, MRI, pathological correlation. I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen stage four breast cancers presenting in women in their 20s. I've never seen stage four colon cancers presenting in men and women in their, you know, 20s, 30s. Leukemias that will kill you in a matter of days or even hours after diagnosis. Lymphomas that, again, kill you in a matter of months.
Wow. I'm sure you know somebody. I'm sure. I would not hesitate to make the claim that everyone listening knows someone that this has happened to. I do. Someone very well, actually, that this happened to. Person died. So I don't know what you've been finding. I'm not quite sure what your personal experience is with this. It's kind of like autism. Peter McCullough was talking about autism, and he says you really need to rethink the whole childhood vaccination program, because he said you don't just go from 1 in 10,000 from when I was little to 1 in 36. You just don't do that. It's just not done. That's just, and obviously targeting children, right? So there's something wrong here because of what's going on. You can see the result, right? And we know there's something very wrong about the constant, I think, cover up of this. It's right in front of our faces. 1 in 36. And now they're doing shows about living with autism and doing all kinds of things to make you feel like it's okay. It's okay to have this. See, it's just an affliction that people have to deal with, and no one's looking at that cause. Same thing with what he's talking about. So the people that are being affected by this got the shots, and that's the only thing different that's happened to them. And there you go. How can we not look at cause, right? And correlation. How can we not do that as a society? Because we're also indoctrinated by the media, that the media tells us not to look there. Is that why? Makes no sense, right? Makes no sense. So I think one of the important things, and I want to bring this up because I do think that this is very important and really cause for concern too, is the fact that we are shunned for bringing this up. We are shunned. And that in of itself is an issue. We got to do something about the shaming effect here. And also I wanted to mention, the drug shortage. So mainstream, when they report on something, it's kind of interesting. And I pay attention. I don't believe them all the way, but I do pay attention to what they have to say. So I'll bring stuff up on the show once in a while. But Fox Business over the weekend came up with this little ditty. The American Society of Health System Pharmacists and Utah Drug Information Service reported that there are 323 active drug shortages in the first quarter of the year. Making it the most shortages since 2001. So drug shortages, kind of interesting. U.S. drug shortages hit all-time high, pharmacists are warning. So just to let you know, it's kind of like on the same, you know, we have the UCC codes and property rights. We've got our investments out there in bank accounts kind of just hanging out there without protection. We've got possible drug shortages. And if you're on these types of things, you might want to pay attention, at least pay attention to that. The information will always be skewed So they might not tell you really about what you're actually going to see a shortage in. And so you might want to just pay attention to that headline. But I still feel like we are so shamed. If you mention what's going on with the shots, or if you mention what is happening with autism, and doctors are getting more and more vocal. Peter McCullough is actually getting more vocal about that. I'm glad to see that. At first, he was all over the, he said, no, the childhood vaccination thing is okay. It's these COVID shots. Well, now he's looking back and he's going, now, no, I think I was wrong about that. I think that we, because I've had him on the show multiple times, and he said, no, I think you have to rethink the whole thing. And I do too. I think you have to rethink the entire program. I've done presentations on this, speaking events on this. I've showed in history, in history, how this has happened, the Johns Hopkins, why it's happened, and Johns Hopkins' takeover of the medical industry, so they could control it just like banking, centralize it and centralize the teaching. So we have a lot of problems in being able to say these things, understand them, and not feel like you're the only one in the room. Because I promise you other people are thinking things too. You can't look at the writing on the wall. You can't see all these adverse reactions and death, sudden deaths. You know, there was another one in the news, that one of the doctors that went viral on TikTok, what was he, 42 years old, suddenly died? The one that was pushing the shot so heavily? One of them that was pushing the shots, and a guest expert on TV. Mm-hmm. Died suddenly. You're getting a lot of this. We're seeing a lot of it. And I'm not going to ignore it ever. It's just not right to ignore it. So, and autism, you can't ignore that. And it's not normal. And even though they do Love on the Spectrum and all these TV shows, it's not normal. When I come back, there's a couple things I want to talk about. But you can weigh in on this too. Be right back on the Pete Dallas Show.
Thanks for listening to... This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show at your service today. Bilty's out. And Pesta joins me, from the Dr. Duke Show. Dr. Duke Pesta joins me next. And also, before I take the caller, I just want to say... people are, I know they're getting worried about their debt because they're racking up huge bills on credit. And if this is you out there listening, please get over to Done With Debt. Like you're just done. That's how you can remember it. Done With Debt. Three words. DoneWithDebt.com. I'm telling you, these guys are so good at what they do. Okay. They'll help you get on top of your debt. They'll help you figure out ways to negotiate, and they'll do that for you. Actually, they're really awesome at negotiating. They know their stuff, negotiating your rates down so that you're not getting buried by interest, okay? They do a fantastic job. I'm not kidding. These guys are awesome. DoneWithDebt.com. You've got to get out on and on top of your financial situation now before it gets really bad. The economy isn't going to go up. I mean, it's not going to go down as far as inflation. It's only going to go up. So it's only going to get worse, in other words. So please get on top of it now so that you can get some control and some peace of mind. Done With Debt. They know their stuff. They're really good, really reputable, awesome company. They won't share your data. They're incredible. Trust me on this one. DoneWithDebt.com. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live. Caller, you are live right now. Okay. I don't know where the caller went, but if you have comments on what I just talked about, of course you can call up because I want to hear from you. And I also, there's just so much to talk about on a Monday. It sailed through, right? No warrant spying. Do you still believe we have two sides? I wonder what it's going to take to finally drill home for Americans that the so-called sides are one uniparty. There were a bunch of excuses. We had control of the house, and it sailed through with no warrant capability whatsoever. The spying continues. The spying isn't going anywhere. What are we going to have to do? What are they going to have to do? They were silent on COVID. They were silent on all your freedoms being taken away from you. They've been silent about the shots. They've been silent about the no warrant spying. And a lot of people felt like, oh, well, if it's the enemy, they can do it. They don't realize that a lot of times they consider us the enemy, the people, and they get away with it. But I just have to say for the record that we have to understand the Uniparty. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I've been studying this uniform commercial code for years.
Yes.
I'm the guy that called in about the Unidroid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I need to talk to the Quaz guy about that and remind him to look that up. That's the Parliament for the United Nations. Mm-hmm. That's the head of the government.
Right.
And so they're the ones that are drafting up these uniform laws, and it's just not the commercial code. It's all these rules and mm-hmm. laws and stuff. So
that are
I'm drafting
unlawful.
Up something mm-hmm. on this to, I think I know how to fix it because that's against the law. It's a form of treason.
Yes,
when
it
you
is.
Yes. Do that. So
yeah. Thank you.
Do you have
that.
Any hard mail address?
I do. P.O. Box 81, Washington, Utah, 84780. It's right on the website, katedalyradio.com. Thanks for calling, by the way. It's a great point. It is a great point. My address is right on the website, and P.O. Box 81 in Washington, Utah. You can actually send things there. That it's very, very dangerous, for sure. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hey, remember right after the first of the year, I said, welcome to the galloping?
Yeah.
That was a pretty good call.
Yeah.
Hey, if someone tries to give you an illegal order,
mm-hmm.
it's illegal. You don't have to obey it.
Right. Unlawful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm voting for Trump because he doesn't hate us.
Ah, well, there you go. I mean, I understand why. I do. I get it. I think that we need to see the Uniparty on the Hill. There's a lot of things we need to see, and I understand why you are. Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for the call. every single time you hear the words, we have to get the win. We have to take back the House. Ask yourself why that is. If taking back the House never results in any restoral of liberty whatsoever, what does it matter? I mean, the no warrant FISA, that section, the 703, that could have been put through by the lefties, right? I mean, honestly, right? We'd be sitting here with, or 702, sorry. We'd be sitting here with the same result, right? But this time we got debate. That was the difference. That's the bait and switch. You got debate over it, right? Major government surveillance program. Do you want to know who votes for these programs the most? Anyone running for office with a military background. Ask yourself why that is. Ask yourself why the person that told you that their military background makes them a good candidate. Ask yourself why you still think that. Because if you can look back in history and show me one person with a military background that actually got in, okay, and helped restore any liberty, tell me who that is. I'm serious. I want examples. I want examples of that. Because we get told that all the time, and no one ever scrutinizes it. Drives me crazy. No one ever is bothered by the fact that I had somebody as a congressman for 10 years who just resigned and put in his lawyer in his spot before the election. And he voted for every single NSA spying bill. He was Air Force. Every single one. And I have a lot of family in the military. I have nothing against the military. I'm just telling you that when they utilize it to run for office, and you think, well, they're a better American than most because of their background. When does the background ever result in doing something that's for you? as far as restoral of liberty. I don't mean favors for you. I mean favors in the American people, the citizenry getting back any freedom at all. It never does. It never does. And that's on us that we keep believing it with no proof whatsoever that it actually works. It's on us. And if we can't see the Uniparty right now, I'm not quite sure what else they have to do. Because they're all talk, no action. And they have to show us a debate over it. Still results in the same thing. That sailed through with no warrant, spying on you. Be right back with Dr. Duke Pesta. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.